Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for October 24th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Monday, we talked about Stellantis and LG Energy Solution announcing a joint venture to produce battery cells for electric vehicles in North America, with the aim to see new battery factory built by 2024. Then on Tuesday, Toyota announced it would also invest $3.4 billion into battery treatment, development, and production in the U.S., including an electric vehicle battery plant planned for 2025. What's all the buzz about electric car batteries? Let's switch on some science to find out. The U.S. has always been a champion of car travel, and as car usage rises, so do greenhouse gas emissions, which you should know all about because we covered that topic 2 weeks ago, right? So with the mounting concern about the environment, electric vehicles are becoming more and more common. Three main types of electric cars exist. The most common in the U.S. are hybrid electric vehicles, which are powered by traditional gas or diesel internal combustion systems in combination with an electric motor that uses energy stored inside a battery. The battery is charged by the combustion system as well as regenerative braking. This happens when friction is created by the pressure on the brake, and it can be converted into kinetic energy and stored inside a battery, which is then used to partially power the car. This type of system means that these types of cars don't need to be plugged in. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, on the other hand, do what it says in the name. They are hybrid cars with a larger battery, allowing them to run on electricity alone. This battery can be charged by regenerative braking or by the combustion engine, but they only achieve maximum fuel economy after being plugged in. Finally, all electric vehicles are powered by a fully electric motor that uses energy stored in an even larger battery. This battery is mostly charged by plugging in and by regenerative braking to a lesser extent. LG Electric and Stellantis plan to supply batteries for both plug-in and full electric vehicle models, while Toyota plans to make batteries for all three. Studies show that all types of electric vehicles create less pollution than cars powered only by gasoline, especially if the electricity used to charge them comes from a renewable energy source. But the advancement of electric technology hangs on battery technology. As of right now, all electric cars use rechargeable lithium-ion batteries, the most efficient energy storage that we have. And this is something that Tom Merritt has explained in detail in this week's episode of Know a Little More, so I recommend you go listen to that. But to recap, a battery pack is composed of individual cells made of sheets of electrodes surrounding an electrolyte. Basically, a chemical reaction sends lithium ions back and forth through the battery cells and then sends electrons through a circuit to provide power. This is controlled by a microchip that prevents undercharging, overcharging, overpressure, and overheating. Basically, all the things that could ruin your battery. The average expected lifespan of lithium-ion batteries is about 2 to 3 years, which means that the world needs a lot of them. While lithium itself isn't a scarce resource, it's created by extracting metal from either rock or water, which itself requires a lot of energy. Batteries also commonly contain cobalt and nickel, both expensive and scarce materials with dangerous extraction methods. Scientists are working on different crystal structures that are cheaper and easy to synthesize to replace the current cathode materials. One of the most promising advancements in battery technology is combining lithium anodes with solid-state electrolytes. Researchers predict that this could increase energy release by up to 80%, all while making the batteries less flammable because of the higher conductivity of solid-state electrolytes at room temperature. A lot of research still remains to be done to increase long-term stability, though. This would also make the batteries easier to recycle, which is another hurdle for electrical cars to become as green as they claim. Maybe in the next iteration of Mad Max, we'll have to worry about battery components instead of gasoline. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at DailyTechNewsSH. And you can find me on Twitter at Ackermans Nicole. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.